company has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Your podcast.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out. This is episode 353, and greetings from Paris. Bonjour, salut. Wow, my accent is just horrible. You know, I took French all the way up to university, to college. In fact, that's how I got in. You needed either the highest level of math or a language to get into university. And yeah, I guess if you don't use it, you lose it. Anyhow, so I stumbled around a little bit this week. So I'm here at a Samsung event called Unpacked, which is a biannual look at their new devices. Their summer Unpacked every year is tied to its Galaxy Z series of smartphones, the ones that fold and flip. So we will kick off the show today with Samsung momentarily as the company unveiled a handful of new devices, the Galaxy Z Fold 6, which looks like a regular smartphone but unfolds to a 7-inch tablet. And then there's the Galaxy Z Flip 6, its latest flip phone with a longer lasting battery, better camera, and a ton of AI built in. There were also new smartwatches, including a ruggedized one for adventure types with a battery that lasts up to 100 hours. Samsung had new wireless earbuds that sound great and have AI in them too, and a new smart ring, the Galaxy Ring, to record all kinds of health metrics. So we're going to get to all of that off the top of the show. The event was today, and so I am back in my hotel room where I'm recording this show. I came prepared, though, with my audio gear, so it should sound almost as good as my home studio. I hope so. And hey, if you're on social media, you can see my videos of me at Samsung Unpacked talking about these new devices and demonstrating them. I posted a video to YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, X, formerly Twitter, and LinkedIn. Hope you like them. But it's not just Samsung on the show this hour. We're also going to learn about the Jamstack 2, which is a tiny but mighty guitar amp that you can attach to your electric guitar. So it's a portable speaker with all kinds of built-in effects and app support. Very cool. Lots of tech to it. It's pretty crazy. So we're going to have the Jamstack founder on the show on Tech It Out. And finally, if you run a small or medium-sized business, you don't need to spend a lot for a full-featured productivity suite. We'll have on the show today Zoho. They're a company that has 55 different apps and tools to get stuff done without breaking the bank. And there's no ads, they don't sell your data and all that. It's just very affordable, a lot of bang for the buck. So we'll chat with a Zoho evangelist. Zoho, by the way, is Z-O-H-O. I just saw their signs at the LaGuardia Airport in New York last week. And so we have a very busy Tech It Out for you. All of this and more powered by Intel Core Ultra PCs, which I'll tell you more about shortly. But let's officially kick off this week's Tech It Out with our first interview. All right, so here at Galaxy Unpacked with Blake Geiser. He is, of course, Director of Smartphone Product Management at Samsung Electronics America. Good to chat with you again, Blake. Nice to see you.
Mark, it's great having you here.
Let's start with what Galaxy Unpacked is all about. We had you on the show last in January.
You know, we're bringing so much more, you know, not only a continued evolution of Galaxy AI and the introduction of our sixth generation flip and fold models, but more even of the whole Galaxy ecosystem that we have with new watches, new buds, as well as the Galaxy Ring. And bringing that all together is just a really exciting story that we have to tell.
All right, so the Galaxy Unpacked in January is surrounding your S series. That's your flagship candy bar style smartphone, like the S24. And then Samsung Galaxy Unpacked in July is all about the Z series of flip and foldable phones. And then the other devices that you mentioned. Is that fair to separate the two?
Absolutely. Yeah. So this one's really focusing on the advancements that we brought to our foldable phones, both our fold and our flip phones, and the extension of that Galaxy ecosystem.
Okay. And as you've already hinted at, Blake, the real story, I would argue, is Galaxy AI. That's the common thread between all these new devices. What is that at a high level?
Galaxy AI is a mobile AI platform that brings a lot of useful and exciting AI features and benefits to these phones. It's something that we launched with S24 that really has had extremely high positive buzz. But more importantly, what we found is that it's actually features that people are utilizing every single day that are making their experiences on their mobile devices so much more unique and empowering.
Agreed. It's not gimmicky. These are some really useful things. Could you give us a couple of examples? Maybe one tied to what we're doing right now, which is an interview on a phone. So what would be different with Galaxy AI if we were conducting this same interview with Galaxy AI?
You know, so with Galaxy AI, we really kind of bucket it into three different pieces, if you will. So we talk about productivity, we talk about communication, and then we talk about creativity. So with Galaxy AI, you know, what we have is a lot of communication tools, whether that be live translations or transcribing conversations where you're able to, you know, have that full transcription of your conversation, all the way to speaking real time with somebody of a different language and having a full conversation with them.
Yeah, and there's something cool with the Flip 6, which we'll get to on that front. But yeah, so just to reiterate what you're saying, Blake, if I'm chatting with you like this on a smartphone that has Galaxy AI, it will not only transcribe what we're saying very accurately, I may add, but it'll also give you a summary of our chat, right? It'll give you like these bulleted summaries of everything that was just recorded, which I think is so useful in a business meeting, like a presentation in a boardroom, a student who wants to record what a professor or a teacher is saying. That's just mind-blowing in how well it works.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what it's doing, and it's doing it all on the device. And coming from a global company, this is a tool that we at Samsung use real-time, especially when I'm talking with my European and Korean counterparts. And it's giving you that power of being able to be in the moment while recognizing that you can come back to it and not only hear what that conversation about, but read about it, summarize it, and then if you're going to share it with partners from across the pond, you can even send them those translations as well.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, now let's pivot and talk about the devices. I know there's still more Galaxy AI to get to. Let's start with the Galaxy Z Fold 6. So this is a smartphone that unfolds to a 7-inch tablet.
Correct. So when it's closed, it looks like your normal traditional bar type phone, and when you open it up, you really get that tablet-like experience. What we're really excited about with our fold that we're launching is that, you know, we've really made a lot of updates into the form factor of it. We've made it to have a little bit of a wider screen when closed, a little bit shorter, more symmetrical look. We've updated the hand feel of it and brought out quite a bit of weight to it, so it's nearly in line with our S24 Ultra in terms of weight. It's also, for both of these devices, really, we've increased the durability of these devices. We're really getting them in line with the same durability that our users trust with our S series.
The Fold 6 is also lighter and thinner with a longer lasting battery and a bigger vapor chamber, which helps with heat management, which probably is tied to the longer battery life. So improvements all around. And there's an optional stylus that fits in the back of an optional case that protects it even further. And I should mention to our audience that for all of these devices that we're chatting about, pricing is at Samsung.com. We're not going to get into all the nuances with different storage configurations and all that and trade-in opportunities and all that. So Samsung.com, we are are chatting with Blake Geiser. He is the Director of Smartphone Product Management at Samsung Electronics America. Let's now pivot and chat about the Flip 6. What's new there?
The Flip 6 is really exciting. You know, we brought in that flex window, that front cover screen with the Flip 5, making it much bigger, much more useful. What we know about those customers is that they love taking selfies with that front camera, especially now that they can see everything with that. So we've increased the lens of that front camera to 50 megapixels, and we've also increased the usability of our 12 megapixel lens on that for better low light photography and videography. So it's really about that creation and creativity aspect with the Flip. And of course, it's in that very, very small form factor that fits easily in your pocket when you're not utilizing it, and opens up to a full-size smartphone when you want more from it.
Going from a 12 megapixel camera to a 50, no less. So that was a huge bump up in clarity in megapixels. And from an AI perspective, you were talking about real-time language translation. I love that you can open the Flip halfway so that the bottom part is flat on, say, a table, and then the screen is standing up vertically, and that when you're chatting with somebody, you could be talking in, say, Spanish, and the person on the other side is seeing the English translation, you know, in their mother tongue on the screen that they're facing. That's pretty innovative.
Yeah, and that's for both Flip and Fold, and it just makes it a very natural conversation. You're not having to pass a phone back and forth to each other. You can have that face-to-face conversation while getting not only the language that they're speaking transcribed, but then the actual translation coming to you as well.
Before we wrap up and talk about some other devices like the Ring and some watches and earbuds, just one more note on the Galaxy AI with the Fold 6. I had a lot of fun sketching a very poorly drawn diagram of a house on a hill with a tree and a sun, and using Galaxy AI, it, in a matter of like 5 or 8 seconds, it changed it into a beautiful piece of art, four pieces of art to choose from, and that's just from one art style. So this is, I guess, helping people flesh out their ideas or flex their creativity.
I mean, all of the above. So whether it is you have a sketch that's stuck in your head that you don't have the talent, as I don't, to make, you know, unique and empowering, you can do that. It's also things that you can take a fun photo that you have and you can sketch on top of it and add some additional creativity into it. And so when you're having fun with your kids and family, you can make really exciting, interesting photos.
I did that this week. I imported a photo of myself and then drew a hat on top with my fingertip, and it actually put different AI-generated hats on me, so it was a lot of fun. We will have more with Blake Geiser from Samsung Electronics America to learn more about the Galaxy Ring, in fact, when we return on Tech It Out. I'm here in Paris, France at the Galaxy Unpacked event. And so stick with us. There's a lot more coming up on Tech It Out, including Jamstack and Zoho as well. But a bit more with Samsung when we return on Tech It Out.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI. And it's a way in which the consumers can have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
I answered the call. Together, we fought for our nation and its people. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will continue to support my country and my community. Then and now, Semper Fidelis remains my promise. Always faithful, always Marine.
Representing the largest shift in Intel CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
Can we talk about Gen Z? Didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Mint.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
To Tech It Out, everyone. A few more minutes with Blake Geiser from Samsung Electronics America in a moment to wrap up our chat from Galaxy Unpacked in Paris, France, all tied to their new devices, including the Galaxy Ring, which we're going to hear about in a moment. But first, Tech It Out is powered by Intel. Earlier this year, the semiconductor giant officially unveiled its Intel Core 14th Gen mobile processors, billed as the world's fastest mobile processors. With several laptops available by all the biggest PC makers, Intel's latest chip is celebrated by gamers, with clock speeds up to 5.8 gigahertz, allowing you to game, stream, record, and share smoothly, as these processors handle the most demanding tasks quickly and efficiently, thanks to its up to 24 cores and 32 threads for incredible performance. And new for select 14th gen processors, something called Intel Application Optimizer. It's a tool that intelligently determines app resources, giving you an added boost for gaming performance, as it prioritizes that application for you, right then and there. Speaking of games, the upcoming Star Wars Outlaws from Ubisoft, coming in late August, is included on qualifying Intel Core 5, 7, and 9 14th gen processors when you purchase online, while supplies last. fast. Terms and conditions apply. More info on Intel Core 14th Gen mobile processors is at Intel.com. That's Intel.com. All right, let's get back with Samsung's Blake Geiser. All right, let's now please end off on watches, what's new there, as well as something brand new, the Ring and earbuds.
Yeah, so, you know, we are launching our Galaxy 7 watches, really taking that up quite a bit. But more excitingly, we're launching our first Galaxy Ultra watch, which is bringing all of the extreme that you can to a phone, a bigger battery, better waterproofing, brighter screen, all of that, and just really empowering our users to really take on the world with those. And to your point with the Galaxy Ring, this is one that we're all very, very excited about.
Which you're wearing right now.
I've been wearing it for 6 weeks, and it has become one of my favorite tech pieces that I've had in quite some time.
So what does it do?
Yeah, so my favorite thing with the Galaxy Ring is that it's giving you real-time, consistent, constant measurements of your health. Everything from your skin temperature to your heart rate to your respiratory rates. I personally love it for sleep. All of this has really kind of come together with what we have called an energy score from Samsung. So whether you're wearing the watch or the ring or both, it's utilizing Galaxy AI to give you real input of how you're doing and giving that to you in a very easy to read score. And what I found personally is that it's challenging me. It's gamifying my own health where I'm trying to get to bed at the same time more often and get that better sleep and get those steps in. And it's something that I check first thing when I wake up.
Before we recorded this interview, you were telling me how long this battery has lasted so far with the one you're wearing now.
Yes. So, I mean, currently I'm on 6 days with this battery, and it only takes 80 minutes to charge up. So think about that. You take your ring off, you know, after 6 days and throw it onto a charger, get ready for the day, and then you got another week ahead of you.
Yeah. Awesome. Let's just quickly please talk about the new Buds. So these are new earbuds that have AI as well.
Correct. So we have the Buds 3 and the Buds 3 Pro. The Buds 3 are an open canal style, so they don't have ear tips to them. And the Buds 3 Pro do have the ear tips to them. What's really exciting about these is that they are utilizing Galaxy AI. So various things that you have on your phone interact differently with your Buds. And they're also utilizing Galaxy AI for active noise cancellation, understanding what the environment is around and changing the settings there within.
Yeah, I heard, for example, if it detects an ambulance nearby, it will mute or lower your audio so that you can pay better attention as a pedestrian. I think that's really cool.
Well, it's not only that. You know, if you were just having a conversation and I'm on a phone call and I care about, you know, the person's voice, it's going to amplify that. If I'm listening to music, it's going to give me a better sound stage. If I'm, you know, out and about and it hears all of that construction in the background, it's going to bring that down. And then with the Buds 3 Pro, it's also a dual speaker. So it's utilizing a planar speaker and a dynamic speaker with 2 amps. So it's able to give you true high resolution audio without having to make any trade-offs.
Awesome, Blake. And then finally, the best website, it's simply Samsung.com.
Samsung.com.
All right. Thanks so much for your time. Have a great rest of your time here at Galaxy Unpacked. Great to talk to you as always.
I appreciate it. Excited to get these out there.
Before we continue on with this show, I cover cybersecurity a lot on Tech It Out and how you can best protect yourself in the digital age, even if you're not super tech savvy. One part of the solution is securely shopping online. And so I'm thrilled about my partnership with Visa on Tech It Out, as they've made some significant investments in fraud prevention over the past 5 years, as much as $10 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B, to support Visa's brand promise to protect the financial information of individuals and businesses. Zero liability means peace of mind when you shop online using your Visa card. There can be no half measures when it comes to cybersecurity, which is why the company takes an aggressive and multi-layered approach to combating the rising threat of malicious software and other threats by well-funded and global criminal enterprises. Read more about Visa and how securing the world's payments is priority one at visa.com/security. That's visa.com/security. Hey, any guitar players in the house? Well, when we return on Tech It Out, we're going to chat with Jamstack. it's going to be the founder and CEO of the company, Chris Prendergast. We're going to learn all about the Jamstack 2 guitar amp that you can attach to your guitar to amplify what you're playing. And it's portable, it's wireless, you can add effects to it and a lot more. Even record yourself playing with songs on your phone through the app and save it and export it and share it with friends. Then after we chat with Jamstack, we're going to catch up with Zoho to learn about affordable but powerful business software, a productivity suite, 55 different apps and tools that you can use for your SMB, your small to medium-sized business, or if you're a sole entrepreneur. So stick with us. More Tech It Out coming right up after this.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Aged Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's Masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-222-12642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bond. Join us Tuesday as we welcome Joshua Johnson, Reading's newest city councilman. Let's find out what Joshua wants to accomplish in the next couple of years. We know he's running for the four-year term, but let's find out what he wants to do right now. All of this Tuesday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Electric guitar players, listen up. If you've been looking for something to help share your talent with others, wherever life takes you, the Jamstack 2 is now available. It's an attachable amplifier, but it can do so much more than that, and more than its predecessor, the Jamstack, as well. Joining us from the company to explain is Chris Prendergast, founder and CEO of Jamstack. Welcome to the show, Chris. Good to see you also at the Collision Conference the other week.
Thanks so much, Mark. Yeah, that was a real pleasure. I'm glad I spotted you in the crowd there.
Love that you're walking around with this stuff. That's what it's all about, is being able to play either for yourself so you can hear your electric guitar without having to lug a huge amp, but also to play for others as well. So with that in mind, at a high level, what is the Jamstack 2 all about?
Yeah, in a high level, it's the answer to a question of can you make an instrument amplifier remove all of the friction that you currently have to experience when you go to play your instrument, primarily guitar, but without any compromise. So can you have something that's super fast to get started, has all of your effects, you can take it anywhere, you can play it anywhere as seamlessly as possible, but without having to not be happy with how you sound or be limited in any way. That was the attempt. So removing friction without compromise is kind of our whole mission as a company, and I think we've accomplished it with the Jamstack 2.
All right, so it kind of looks like a Bluetooth speaker that many of my listeners would be familiar with, something you bring to the beach or to the pool, but it connects to your guitar, right?
That's right. So if you're trying to visualize it, it's about 8 inches wide. It's got two speakers. So it's, you know, very similar to one of those, you know, premium stereo Bluetooth speakers. We've got a few things that are really unique about it. Like you mentioned, it has a mechanism on the bottom of it that allows you to attach it onto your guitar. This is where we started actually with the Jamstack 1. We were kind of the first to do this. And why that's so fun is multifaceted. It can, you know, you can walk around, which, and busk, for example, or it just feels like an acoustic guitar, which was the kind of the feeling that I was wanted to provide. So that feeling where you can just pick up and start playing, it's already kind of a part of your instrument. If you're in a jam, if you're outside, you don't have to worry about where it is. And it's really fun. Now, some of our customers don't attach it, and some of them only attach it and everything in between. So it's one of their unique features, but it's certainly something that you have to do. It's also wireless, so you can go completely wireless. We have these little transmitters you plug into your guitar, which you can actually cast out to multiple. And the whole effects engine built in, which is also different than, you know, a traditional Bluetooth speaker. Imagine a computer running all of your guitar pedals, you know, amp simulation, all that stuff too.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Chris, what separates it from a regular Bluetooth speaker? So one, you can mount it to your guitar if you want. Second is that you can plug your guitar right in with like a quarter inch jack, like a typical guitar cable, right? Or you sell something that can turn an electric guitar into a wireless one and it uses, I guess, Bluetooth technology.
So we actually don't use Bluetooth. It is a Bluetooth speaker, like if you just want to
keep
Bluetooth. But yeah, this is actually a proprietary wireless technology. It's called SKA. You can look it up. SKAA. It's kind of, you can think of it as a high performance competitor to Bluetooth in some ways. It's super low latency. So it's 19 milliseconds, which is, you know, less than your nervous system can detect.
Wow.
Super long distance. And it's finding its way into lots of products, actually. So there's actually dozens of products on the market that are compatible with the Jamstack 2 just because they already have SKA built into them. So, you know, think subwoofers.
And not only is it wireless, but you don't have to, we should clarify, this is also a portable speaker. You don't have to plug it into the wall. It's got a built-in battery. I'll ask you about battery life in a moment. But the other distinction between a regular Bluetooth speaker than Chris would be what you touched on. It has the built-in effects that you would otherwise have to spend money on those pedals that you step on when you're performing live or just jamming that changes the sound of the guitar, like a distortion pedal or a wah-wah pedal or something like that, right?
That's exactly right. Delay, echo, reverb, all of those things that, and we have a bunch of presets as well. So you can, you know, just press one button and take over that entire tone. But if you want to get real nerdy with it, you can add and remove and tweak any pedal that you want. And the big difference with us is that there's no distinguishable difference between the real thing. Like, wow. You know, I challenge someone, to play, you know, the real pedal and what we provide digitally, and you can't tell the difference. And that's where the compromise part comes in. It's very hard to do.
Yeah, I've heard it. It's awesome. And the app is another part of the story.
Yeah, because this thing's so small, right? That's really your window into the speaker. So we've got this really, you know, intense control app. So imagine, you know, you can see a digital version of your pedal board in front of you, and you can select each one, and you've got all these sliders that you can save those presets. You can save them into the amp. You can text them to a friend. As I mentioned, we've got a bunch of presets there for you to try. We're going to be releasing more all the time. You know, it's really smart. It connects automatically. It shows you if your Bluetooth's connected. It does all of those. Yeah, really, really fun things. Just to, so it's imagine, you know, it's almost like your amplifier has this awesome touchscreen on it that's always in your pocket.
Now, Chris, I had a demo of the original Jamstack. It was done during the pandemic, so I don't know if you remember, but it was over Zoom. And if I remember correctly, you can not only record yourself playing guitar through the app, but also jam along with music and record both the original song and you're playing on top of it if you want to do like a guitar solo on top of something. Is that right?
Yeah, and we're the only kind of product on the market that you can do that. Now, it's even better with the Jamstack 2. Yes, for the first time ever, you could, you know, play a track on Spotify, for example, and you can play your instrument at the same time. And you just plug in your phone, open up the default camera app on your phone, hit record, and you can record yourself and the track at the same time. It gets baked right into the video file, and it's ready to upload to, you know, to Instagram. Or just share to a friend. So, yeah, it's the really, really easiest way to make content.
So cool. We are chatting with Chris Prendergast. He is founder and CEO of the Toronto-based company Jamstack. They've got their new Jamstack 2 out now for guitar players, which you can attach to your guitar. You can put it in front of you if you like. I've seen people wear it like on a belt kind of thing, like on their jeans. And how long does that battery last?
Yeah, so we've got 9 hours of battery. And this is not like, you know, at like 10% volume. This is like 80% volume, you know, using the control app. So, you know, I've yet to ever see it die, you know, within a 3-day period. Like, you know, you won't be able to kill it. So more than you need. And again, really easy to recharge, just like you would a Bluetooth speaker. Yeah.
More with Chris Prendergast, founder and CEO of Jamstack, when we return on Tech It Out, as we're learning about the Jamstack 2 guitar amp that you can attach to your electric guitar to play anywhere. In fact, when we return, we'll wrap up talking about how to attach it to your guitar and how much it costs and where to learn more, where to buy it, all that kind of stuff. But hey, what do you think of this device, the Jamstack 2? If you're a guitar player, let me know. I'm on social media, Mark Saltzman, MarkSaltzman. You can find me on all those social platforms. So let me know what you think of Jamstack 2. Is this genius or something you think is gimmicky and you're not interested? Curious to know. Maybe you've got the first one and you're looking to upgrade. So stick with us. More Tech It Out when we return.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Have you heard of annuities? Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying one in the next 60 days? Do you know how to best secure your financial future with an annuity? Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons. We have for you a free book on maximizing your income in retirement. It's from Silac Insurance, one of the nation's leading financial firms. That's right, it's free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Get ready to write a number down. This free book unlocks the 5 little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We have 1,000 of these ready to give away today. So please call Silac Insurance right now. 800-250-8624. 800-250-8624. 800-250-8624. That's 800-250-8624.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data, plus it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. Just a minute and a half left with Chris Prendergast, founder and CEO of Jamstack, the folks behind the Jamstack 2 guitar amp that you can attach to your guitar and play anywhere. With that in mind, is it hard to attach to the guitar or is it pretty straightforward?
No, it's a 90-degree twist. So we actually borrowed a mechanism. It's now public. It's like the Garmin. I don't know if you've ever seen those Garmin bike computers. They have like a 90-degree twist and snap. It's really, really secure. It's meant to hold like a $1,000 computer on your bicycle. So that's what we've utilized. So it's super secure, and yeah, it won't come off. You know, you feel really confident moving around, and it takes, you know, just a second to snap in place.
Obviously, you've got an electric guitar on a strap around your shoulders, around your neck, so it's not going to add too much weight anyways, right?
That's right. In fact, you know, so it doesn't add, you know, you can't really tell it's with you if you got your strap. If you're sitting and you don't have your strap on your shoulder, on almost all standard guitars, it doesn't tilt up. So it kind of just balances out, you know, your neck of your guitar would normally kind of dive down, right? And it kind of just balances it right in the middle, right? So it, you don't have to worry about the weight of it on your guitar. That was cool. That was kind of our weight budget, if you can think of it that way.
And then finally, how much does the Jamstack 2 cost and where is it sold?
Yeah, the Jamstack 2 is $429, comes with a hard case, all the cables, the bracket to attach it, all that fun stuff. Right now, you can find it on our website, www.jamstack.io, and we ship pretty much everywhere in the world.
All right, jamstack.io. And it's $429 for the Jamstack 2. Chris, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it. And best of luck with the second generation Jamstack.
Thanks so much, Mark. It's a pleasure.
Whether I'm at LaGuardia Airport in New York City or driving along the Gardiner Expressway in downtown Toronto, I can't escape the giant billboards for Zoho and its suite of productivity apps. It's great seeing it, actually, as Zoho, which is spelled just as it sounds, Z-O-H-O, delivers a lot of bang for the buck for those looking to get more done in less time and for less money than competing productivity suites. Joining me on the show again is Zoho's Chandrasekhar. He simply goes by LSP. A product evangelist for the company. Welcome back to the show, LSP. Good to talk to you.
Thank you very much, Mark. And I'm glad that you're seeing all these billboards and all these signages. It's been a lot of work behind that, and especially on both sides of the border, right?
Congrats, LSP. Yeah, Zoho's done really well. So, you know, for everybody that has maybe heard the term, but they are not users of any of your software yet, please give us a Zoho 101, if you will, a high-level look at what Zoho is all about.
Okay, sure. Zoho has software service business applications. So these are cloud-hosted services, and we have software for just about everything that a business needs. It could be tools for emailing. It could be tools for collaboration, tools to work with your customers, such as a CRM system, a help desk and ticketing system, tools to do accounting within your business, tools to engage with your customers to do surveys, tools to engage with your audience on social media platforms. So Zoho, as such, has over 55 applications, Mark, that can address the needs of any business across any department, be it sales, marketing, finance, HR, and so on.
Wow. Okay, so I was going to ask you how many apps or tools is in the Zoho catalog. So over 50, that's amazing. And what are your most popular ones?
The most popular ones are the ones around email and collaboration. That's the first one.
Okay.
So that whole suite called the Workplace Suite is extremely popular. And so is our CRM system.
Right, customer relationship management software.
Exactly, customer relationship management. And the third one would be the accounting software, Zoho Books. It's extremely popular. All these, as you can think of, any small or medium or large business would definitely want to have a strong collaboration company and also have the right tools to interact with their customers and, most important, manage cash flow on a daily basis, right? So these three tend to be very popular.
Yeah, and you keep preempting my next question, LSP. I was going to ask you if it's for entrepreneurs or small and medium-sized businesses, or do you have enterprise-grade companies that adopt Zoho, like huge businesses, or is your sweet spot more in the SMB space?
You know, we have been able to walk that line, Mark, where as a company, we have been able to, we still address the needs of the small and medium businesses and also large companies. And when I say large companies, I'm talking about the likes of Amazon and Puma using some of our products.
Oh, wow.
And their divisions. And then, you know, and you also have a one or two people company.
Yeah, like me.
That have digitized, they have been able to access. Again, that's the secret of Zoho, right? As a company that's always made it affordable and also offer a lot of value for the pricing that we have, we go really deep in terms of what we offer in our products, and that's something that we are very conscious about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did touch on the aggressive pricing at the top of our interview, and I will ask you about this and where we can learn more towards the end of our chat, actually a lot more with LSP when we return from Zoho to learn more about its productivity suite, 55 different apps and tools to empower entrepreneurs, small and medium-sized businesses, even enterprise-grade businesses, without breaking the bank and without sacrificing security and privacy. Let me know if you use Zoho already, or if you've got any questions, you can hit me up on social media. It's Mark Saltzman, MarkSaltzman, and I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Threads, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok. In fact, I posted a bunch of videos this week from Paris, where I'm recording this show right now, when I attended Galaxy Unpacked, a Samsung event, so you can see my videos on social. But let me know what you think about Zoho, or if you have any other questions for me. Again, it's Mark with a C, Saltzman with a Z. You are listening to Tech It Out, powered by Intel and its 14th gen mobile processors, great for gamers. Something I brought with me here on my trip to keep me entertained on planes and in hotel rooms as well. Oh, and there's also a ton of AI baked into these new Intel processors, a CPU, a GPU for graphics, and now an NPU, a neuroprocessing unit to add extra intelligence on the device itself. So cool stuff from Intel. All right, but I digress. We'll return with LSP from Zoho when we return on Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bagged soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 a.m. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
All in the cloud, or can you do some things offline? Like, let's say you're flying and you don't want to spend money on Wi-Fi in the sky. Can you work on, you know, a sales report without internet access?
Some products do that. For example, anything to do with collaboration. Let's say you're working on a document. Let's say, Mark, you're producing something and you want to come up with a script.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You can use, let's say, the productivity suite of tools that we have. In this one, I would call out Zoho Writer. You can work with that in offline mode.
Okay, and then when you get back online, it synchronizes either with versions of Writer that you may have installed on devices or with the person you're collaborating with.
That is correct, yes.
Awesome. And I understand that Zoho is leveraging AI in many of these tools.
100%. We are leveraging AI across the board. And now a simple philosophy that we have in AI, there's a lot of buzz and hype around it, but what we strongly believe in is, Mark, that the best AI is when a user doesn't even realize that it's AI in the scene, right? How do we make it ubiquitous? How do we make it simple and intuitive? So let's talk about some of the things that we're doing. Let's take, you know, document writing. Let's say you're writing a document. You want grammar checks. It's in there. You want to check the readability of your document. The system is going to analyze that and say, hey, this is how simple or how hard it is for your audience to relate to the document, or how easy it is for them to digest it.
Oh, wow.
So that's a simple one right there. As you're writing the document, there is an assistant that tells you, hey, this is how good your document looks right now, right? That's in the context of, let's say, writing content or content creation. Now, when it comes to things like expense management, you scan a receipt. The system is automatically going to read the information and create a record in your expense reporting system without you having to do much. It basically captures the name of the vendor, it captures the tax, it captures the tips, it captures the amount that you have paid, and everything gets laid out. That whole receipt is scanned, and automatically a record is created, and you add them into your report, submit it to your manager, boom, right?
So it uses OCR, optical character recognition.
Exactly. And then we have Zoho Inventory, which is an inventory management system if you're in that business, let's say shipping some products. So what it can do is, based on the dimensions of the object, it can suggest the right kind of box that you need to order to ship it, rather than figuring out, hey, do I have to go measure this and that? No.
Oh, cool.
It set the object, does the object detection, and then says, hey, here's the best way to package this item and ship it to your customer.
Before we wrap up, LSP, I wanted to ask you about security. Obviously, when you're talking bookkeeping and inventory management, obviously privacy, security is paramount. Does Zoho compete against some of these other productivity suites when it comes to security?
We compete in a way that we have been flag bearers of the whole privacy movement in business software, Mark, because, you know, while we offer our products at affordable price, we also have a freemium version of all the products. Even at that freemium level, we do not do advertisements, we do not sell our customers' information, and we are very, very sensitive about customer privacy. One of the first companies that has always believed that when customers pay us to use a software, they are our customers. They are not the products that we are going to sell to someone else to make money.
That's great to hear.
That's something that's burnt into our constitution as a company. That is something that we believe in very strongly. And even as we talk about AI, we extend that concept of not selling customers information, even when it comes to AI, meaning what we learn in a customer's environment, that information belongs to them. These machine learning algorithms are going to be used only in their business context. We are not going to use their data to train our engines. We train our data on open data sets, and the engine, when it's used in the customer's account, it is going to make the assessment, or it is going to use their data only for their business. It is not going to be going outside the firewalls of their account.
Okay, this is all great to know. LSP, where's the best place for our listeners to learn more about Zoho?
www.zoho.com.
All right, zoho.com. Great chatting with you, LSP. Hope to see you sooner than later. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for tuning in to Tech It Out, everyone. Hope you enjoyed this show from Paris, France, where we chatted about Samsung Unpacked and its new devices, the Jamstack 2 guitar amp, and Zoho. A huge thank you to Intel and Visa and Western Digital for your support on this show. Hey, everyone, have a fantastic rest of your day, and I look forward to catching up with you next weekend for another new episode of Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. In Ras Valley, Nevada County is giving back to those who fought for our freedom while also engaging the community. The county was awarded a $10 million grant by the California Strategic Growth Council. The money is going toward upgrading veterans' halls and enhancing senior services. Anytime veterans get extra money, it's a benefit to all of us. So I'm excited about the money coming into this county, said veteran Gregory Thompson. This veteran says he has a lot of love for the veterans' halls in Nevada County and all over the state, that the buildings mean a lot to both veterans and the community. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.